Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
And Grand Rising, thank you all for joining us on this Thursday morning on the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and as always, we appreciate you for being a part of our daily think tank as we create solutions to the issues that we face and help you to understand how to enhance your life. We're all here as part of a learning process, and what we are learning is how to love. We're learning how to love each other unconditionally so that we may, in fact, reflect the love of our Creator, and we may be the people who are making the world a better place. So all of us have an opportunity to learn and grow as we explore the experiences of our lives. One of the most challenging experiences is always that of the transition of a loved one.
And because our society is often misguided in its understanding, we tend to view such a life event as something that is punitive by our Creator, as opposed to it being something that is the natural progression of our existence. Just like when you're pregnant. When you're pregnant, well, the whole purpose is for the birth of the child. So when you're in the pains of labor, that's not a bad thing. That's a signal that something great is about to emerge and begin something new. So what we're experiencing now are the labor pains of something new about to be born, a new way of understanding, a new way of living life, a new way of expressing love, a new way of experiencing the wonders of creation. And so it might seem a little bit painful, but really these are just the sensations as we go through the process of preparing for the emergence of that beautiful, new, wonderful thing we're about to experience in this world. And so we should not look at this time with sadness, but with anticipation of a time of great joy. And we want to greet our beautiful host, Dr. Debbie Green, who always comes with soulful solutions.
Hello, everyone out there. Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Naima. We're definitely talking about the power of words today, how to guard our tongue. Oh, my goodness.
The power of tongue.
Yes, the tongue has to be guarded.
Yes,
you know,
it
sometimes,
does.
You know, we want to say so much, but then we often don't know the, what they call, repercussions of those words. And one thing we cannot take is we can't take them back. Once they're out there in the universe,
can't take them back.
That's it.
That's right.
That is it. So one must definitely be mindful of, you know, how words impact our lives. So I think that's a great topic. One thing about, you know, words, as I said, they can shape a nation or they can tear a nation down, you know. And everything has a word attached to it. There's nothing in this universe that does not have a word. It has a word attached to it. And every word has a meaning. It has a meaning. So just as you have a name, I have a name, those names have meanings. Every word that comes out of your mouth has meaning as well. So so how do we manifest the good things out of life when it comes to, I know you were talking about birthing pains when I just came on. I was like, okay. And, you know, I look at birthing pains a little different. And yes, it's giving birth to a baby. But how about the birthing pains of life? I know you were talking about that. Like, you know, you have these moments where everything seems to go smooth. Failing. No problem.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, it seems, things start to get a little rocky, you know? Things don't work out as planned. Here comes some sudden interruption.
You didn't
have that planned, but here comes some sudden interruption.
Yeah.
And this is like, wait a minute. And then here comes another one. And another one.
Unexpected.
Something's changing.
Yes,
something changes. I always compare life to being in an airplane. When we're on the runway, you know, the stewardess there, the you know, everyone's telling us to, okay, get ready because you're about to go on a trip, okay, which is, we're still on the runway. We're still, you know, the wheels are still down, but I need you to prepare yourself. You need to prepare yourself. You need to make sure you know where your safety guards are and what to do just in case if there's an emergency. And as that plane gets ready to take off, you know, you're buckled down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and boom, you're ready to take flight, right? okay, I've excelled. I've gotten above that turbulence.
Yeah.
I don't feel that anymore, right? So that's how I look at life from that perspective, you know, when things start to happen. And, you know, we have to then, of course, guard our words. We can't think the words like, oh, my God, this terrible thing has happened to me. I don't know what I'm going to do. And this is going to happen, and this is going to happen.
Yeah.
I call it blowing things out of proportion, you know, and that doesn't help the situation at all.
Right, right.
It's the worst, Naima, when we blow it out of proportion.
Absolutely.
So sometimes we need to just kind of hold on a minute. I said use that power of pause.
Power of pause.
And just breathe. Just breathe until you feel comfort enough to say, okay, even though it's shaking around me,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can't be a part of the hurricane.
Right.
I got to stay in the eye.
Right.
Stay at peace.
Stay at peace. And it is possible. It is possible. As
it
you say,
is.
It's a matter of words. What are you telling yourself about this moment? And
right.
are you reacting to what's really being said in your mind as opposed to what's actually happening? We suffer because of what we're telling ourselves is happening more than what is actually happening. So if you... At this moment, if you're not in any physical pain or discomfort, if at this moment your life is not being threatened, if in this moment there is nothing that is of imminent danger to you, then there is no reason for you to be under stress. If you're under stress, it's because you're anticipating something you fear will happen, and you fear the experience of those emotions and those sensations. And so you're projecting what you're fearing as if it's happening now, and it isn't. But you're suffering with it as if it's happening now. And the suffering mm-hmm. is because of what you have created in your own mind. And you're thinking, if I anticipate this bad thing, then I'll be ready for it. But what you're doing, in fact, you're experiencing the bad thing that may not even happen. But if you choose to instead experience the peace that actually is your present right now reality, then even if this bad thing happens, it really won't disturb you.
That's right.
So that's a process of learning how to control your thoughts, control what you're telling yourself. We do it all the time. We get upset about something that we feel is going to happen. We've all done this. Have you ever imagined a conversation you're going to have with someone that's going to be upsetting and you're going to be angry, and in your mind you've already argued, you've already, you know, made your point, you've said the thing, and you've experienced all the emotions of that conversation that never really happened? And
correct.
So when that person comes up, you're already angry at them, even though no words have been said, the argument was all in your mind. So you got an attitude. Now, they didn't experience this conversation that was in your head. You did. And most of the time, they don't understand, why do you have an attitude? I haven't done anything to you. But in your mind, you had that conversation where they said this, and you said that, and you said this, and they said that, and you're angry at them. And none of that actually happened. But you experienced it, and your body experienced all of the adrenaline that comes when you're angry. So you have physiologically changed your body because of what was in your mind that never even happened. And how often do we do that?
More often than most, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More often than most.
Yeah.
And that comes with, you know, again, you know, to control those urges, because that's what they are. You know, to control those urges, it comes with self-mastery and self-awareness. And, you know, there's no way you cannot do that unless you master your thoughts. Which, when you master your thoughts, you master what you speak.
Absolutely.
You know, because, I mean, usually when a person feels in their heart, it's going to come out their mouth. It's just, you know, it's obvious, you know. But at the same token,
right, dropped
the
earring. It was taking me forever to find it on the floor.
There it is. But at the same token, have to ask yourself, okay, is this right for me, you know? I mean, I just experienced that just recently myself. I was trying to help someone, and I, in the midst of trying to help someone, I didn't think about the repercussions of helping them. And I'm like, And then when things started to entangle, I'm like, oh, my goodness. This is what I get for not really giving that a solid thought. So I learned a little lesson right there.
To not be so quick to speak. Yes.
You know, think
before you speak. And
always.
All of us who are impulsive, that's something that we have to learn, because your first reaction may not be based on reality. It might be based on a memory of something.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to pause. What did you say, the power of pause?
Power pause, honey, yes.
Yes, because in 5 minutes you might have a whole different perspective, just 5 minutes. If you really reflect on why am I feeling what I'm feeling and why am I about to say what I'm about to say and what impact is what I'm going to say going to have on this person, what intention do I have for saying what I'm saying? Do I want them to feel hurt? Do I want them to feel insulted and injured? Or do I want them to feel at peace? Do I want them to feel compassion? What am I trying to elicit from them, from what I'm going to say to them? And if there has been either a misunderstanding or a feeling of injury, sometimes our first response is to return the injury. You stab me, I'm going to stab you back. Well, you know, maybe they didn't mean to stab you. You know, maybe they were just, you know, trying to chop some meat. I mean, it's, figuratively speaking, people can say things that are hurtful, but that wasn't their intention.
Right, yes.
And we took it that way, and we built up this whole thing in our minds about what they meant to do, and so we're responding to what we believe their intention was, and we didn't take the time to pause and think, maybe that wasn't what they meant to say or what they meant to mean or how they meant to affect me. So rather than me respond to my thoughts, why don't I take the time and help them clarify their thoughts? Rather than saying, well, how dare you say so-and-so and so, we could say, so what did you really mean when you said so-and-so and so?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't quite understand. And then they can elaborate, and then you might, oh, I didn't know. Oh, that's, oh, I was totally wrong. You know, so often that happens.
It does. It does.
I mean, you know, we can do so much damage with the things we say. And words, you know, the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Yeah, words will hurt you. But it's not the words, it's your belief about the words that hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe that someone's words were meant to damage you in any way, then you feel the damage that you feel they intended. So this is why we have to be aware of how what we're saying affects people and how we're interpreting what others say. And if we're misinterpreting what others say, because sometimes we misinterpret what they meant and what they're saying.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yes. Zelda says, grand rising, beautiful queen, sisters. Worthy topic today. As women, we have sharp tongues sometimes. You know, it's an interesting thing that she brings that up, because that's one of the major challenges that especially men in our lives have. Because we don't have the physical strength to do battle, we develop the skill of verbal battle, and we can be vicious. You talk about stabbing. We can have tongues that slice someone to ribbons, and we don't know how damaging a verbal attack can be. And so you may have this man with his big, strong muscle, and he could pack a punch, but we could say some words and reduce him to rubble. And we do it skillfully, and we do it crushingly. And these words we use can have him crushed for the rest of his life. And we don't know the power of our words. So we have developed this as a means of offense and defense and doing battle. But sometimes we need to pause. And when someone has upset us, especially a loved one, our significant other, and we want to get back at how they may have made us feel based on how we think they meant to hurt us, rather than us, as you said, when you say those words, you can't take them back. So rather than us spew out some insulting things that crush their humanity, we should pause and reflect and think, what effect do I want my words to have? That's right. Go to, and tell him that you were inspired by our show today to do that so he can see we're teaching something up in here.
I'm telling you, and the thing about it is, you know, words of forgiveness is powerful.
Yeah.
You know, it is powerful, and it can calm the roughest sea and clear the heart of so much damage, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, that's why we must affirmate daily.
Affirmate.
You know, and declare. You know, a lot of people don't affirmate. They get up and they rush into their lives and go for here and there, but have you ever just got up in the morning and said, you know, I am peaceful.
I am peaceful today. Yeah.
I am peaceful today.
Yeah.
I am full of love today. And it's just for today. You don't have to do it for next week. No, just for today. What is the word that you want to manifest in your day?
Yeah.
Word of praise. That when you let it come out of your mouth, then you take ownership of it.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a caller on the line.
And
for our listening audience, we were just responding to our Facebook comment by our Monday host, Zelda. And, of course, she and her wonderful husband, Tony, they are just a magnificent couple. They do such great work in the areas of television production. And so she was saying, based on what our conversation, she was saying she better go and apologize to him right now for things she said. So we were responding to that. And many times we can undo some of the damage of the hurt by an apology. So learning how to acknowledge that one has hurt someone is a sign of spiritual growth. Because rather than needing to be right and saying, well, you know, I was right, I'm not saying I'm sorry, it doesn't matter. What you're doing is healing the hurt that you caused because you care about the person. And it's not always important whether or not you were right in your point of view and you won the argument. It's you don't want them to be in pain because you care about them.
Right.
That has to be your incentive. So let me go to our caller at area code 314833. I believe we've got our brother Mark Shaheed from St. Louis.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum to you, Naima Latif, and to our good doctor there, and to your very astute radio listening audience of the Female Solution. This is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I've been listening in, and what a wonderful topic to have. I like the opening statements in terms of words and the power and the impact that words could actually have on people. You know, there's some old ancient wisdom that says that we should control our thoughts or be controlled by them, and that we have to think about what we're thinking about. You know, words are container of ideas, but also spirit. All words, as you were saying earlier, they carry ideas or concepts with them, but they also carry a spirit. And we know that there's a duality, a reality of positive and also negative, very, very important. As a wordologist, you know, I'm always working with words to try to present to people something that is condensed but put into an acronym form for them to think about. And so as we're talking about think, you know, before we speak, the word think actually has five letters in it. A wise man once said we should think five times before we speak and we might be right. And so in this acronym, that T represents true in the word think. We should ask ourselves first if we think before we speak. If what I'm getting ready to say, is it true? Is it true? We should ask ourselves, is it true? Because if it's not true, that means it's going to be false. So that would be indicator. You don't need to say that because that's not true. That's false, okay? And so the H in the word think, it stands for, is it, what I'm getting ready to say, is it going to be helpful? Is it going to be helpful? Well, if it's not going to be helpful, then it's going to be hurtful or harmful, that person. So, and once again, we shouldn't say it if it's not going to be helpful. And the I in the word, I think, is it going to be inspiring? You know, if it's going to be inspiring, then it's going to be discouraging or perhaps depressing. And so we shouldn't say it. Now, here's a biggie here. This is what get most people in trouble. And I listened to Naima was saying, and I'm glad that she said it, you know, in terms of, you know, females, the power of the tongue. But that's for males, too, in that regard, how we can cut people up or the other gender up or how we can elevate them, too. Is it necessary for us to say this is a biggie here. This is necessary for us to say this. How many times, you understand, that things were said that were unnecessary? And so what it is you started off talking about and maybe comes a debate and then virtually digress to an argument, and then it was something that was said was unnecessary, such as name calling. Okay, so we're going to get to the apology, too, because I'm going to give you a gold nugget in terms of the word apology. And then the final letter in the word think, is it kind? Is it kind? If it's not kind, you're going to say it in a cruel way. That's the opposite. So if everything, we get all four letters, you know, correct, what we're saying is true. What we say is meant to be helpful. What we're saying is meant to be inspiring. What it is we're saying, it is needed and necessary. But we say it in a cruel way. We have just defeated all of those things in terms of the motivation and what it is that we want to accomplish in terms of actually communicating with that person. So very, very important there. Now,
Mark, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break when we come back and talk about apology. And I'm glad you said what you said because you just reworked the whole conversation I was going to have with somebody. And it might have been true. It might have been helpful. And what was the I?
The I for inspiring.
It might have been inspiring. It might have been necessary. You said what you said, so now I'm going to rework my whole conversation so that it is inspiring and kind, because it wouldn't have been those two things. So we're going to be right back after this quick break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll open your mic and get your thoughts, and we'll be right back. So.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
In reminding people, I've coined this acronym, always put off letting offensiveness grab you. Always put off letting offensiveness grab you. So you don't have to be continuously making apologies or continuously saying, I'm sorry, and people looking at us as a sorry person. But I think the doctor was speaking early on about emotions. But if we always put off letting offensiveness grab us, because oftentimes if we don't think in those in the acronym that I gave us, we often will respond in one of two ways. We'll respond in an offensive way, or we'll respond in a defensive way, you know, and oftentimes we wind up apologizing when we react in an offensive way, and especially if we feel as though that we have been attacked, then we go on the offensive. So you don't want to let offensiveness grab you and control you in terms of how it is that you react, and then you have to ask for forgiveness. And I think, Naima, you mentioned the word forgiveness. Now, I'm going to give you a real big acronym, so if you got a pen and paper, you might want to take this down. Put the word.
Always put off letting offensiveness grab you.
So, you know, when somebody grab you, then that means that if somebody or something grab you, then it has control of you. You don't have control of it. If someone that can make you mad, then they're in control, and you're not in control. You're out of control in that regard. So always put off letting offensiveness grab you. Okay, so the word forgiveness, this is that word in your mind is saying this is a topic on the power of words. So we put the spelling in your mind. So the F stands for freedom from. Okay, so here we're going to get the freedom from when we are able to exercise forgiveness. We're going to get the freedom from, first, oppression, or being oppressive. And then we're going to get freedom from oppression or oppressiveness. We're going to get the freedom from resentment. We're going to get the freedom from grudges. Oh, this is a big one. When people can't forgive, they hold grudges for a long time. We're going to get the freedom from indignation and freedom from ignorance. You know, we've seen that before, too. The people that can't forgive, you know, have an indignation, and also just being outright just ignorant. We're going to get freedom from violations in terms of how we may violate people or / violence. Sometimes it gets to be violent, not only in the mind, but actually the execution, because I can't forgive that person. I want to really hurt them. And so consequently, some people become violent. And so when you see that, then we want to be able to get the freedom from embarrassment. How many times people really embarrass themselves because they just can't forgive that person. I don't even have the mercy nor the compassion to forgive them. And so we'll get the freedom from embarrassment. Now here's a biggie here in the word forgiveness. We'll get the freedom from negativity. Mm-hmm. Negativity. Mm-hmm. People who can't forgive, they always have a negative spirit, and they keep it for a long time.
Because how
people have treated him. I remember, I think it was the actor Will Smith, who had a little poem that I like. He said, throughout life, people will make you mad. They will disrespect you and treat you bad. But let God deal with them. For the things that they do, for hatred in your heart will consume you too, you see? So that negativity will lead you sometimes into violence. You can see how these are related. And so the next letter there in the word forgiveness is the next E. It will free you from envy. You know, sometimes people are just, you know, the word, you know, people will just hate on you. You know, they can't appreciate, so they hate because they're envious of you. It would free you from envy. And then we have the two S's at the end. It will free you from sarcasm, of being sarcastic. And then finally, it will free you from selfishness. Because person that cannot forgive, if we can forgive, then we will release a prisoner. That prisoner would be ourselves. But if we hold it in, you understand, it's only because we're not free from selfishness. So I just wanted to give those these words, since you're talking about the power of words, and I am, Allah has blessed me to be a wordologist, to utilize it in my learning labs. And, of course, I want to invite those who listen into the Female Solution to tune into the sister station on IWDM Radio each and every Wednesday. As Naima Latif knows, she was one of the original co-hosts in terms of the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. Oh, boy, you know, our children can learn a lot in regards to words, but how, what is correct parenting and how to reconstruct a destructive family life, as often I hear that this is the topic on this particular production. And that's every Wednesday starting at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on IWDM Radio. And then the Sister Learning Lab, which happens tonight with Quran Shakir, the Jewel of the South, the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. She joins me on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. A lot of great information. You need to always bring your pen and pad to these learning labs, because we're going to give you something that's noteworthy, and that starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And the call-in number for that IWDM Radio, these learning labs that I conduct for many years, is 714-816-4673. Once again, 714-816-4673. And you know, Naima, we are just about maybe 2 months away from celebrating our fifth anniversary on the Parenting, the Reconstruction Learning Lab. That goes all the way back to the year 2017. And it's going to be a grand occasion. It's going to be a two-hour special, and most certainly I'll be extending to you an invitation in terms of being on that particular special learning lab along with Hanifa Shahid Shuad Peters, Manira Habil on Philip B. joining us, and some of the special guests that we've had, even Imam Muhammad's oldest daughter, Layla Muhammad, attorney Angela Habibullah, Dr. Patricia Slaudine, who's my co-host, Najwa Abdul Tawab, who does it every Wednesday. She's going to be resigning at the end of this year. But any and all that have been a part of that, we will have a panel, and most certainly you've been a part of that history. So I want to extend that invitation to you now, but I most certainly will remind you as we get closer to that time on IWDM Radio. Be honored to have you as a part of that panel. Thank you so much. I always enjoy the Female Solution because they always have some very pertinent topics that are important and significant for all of us in our growth and development. And may Allah continue to bless all of us with more knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I mean, yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you so much. This is Mark Shahid, head of the Parenting Learning Labs and the Courtship and Marriage Learning Labs. And, of course, you can listen in tonight, 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. It's always good to learn some skills when you're in a relationship. And I love his acronym, of course, forgiveness. Freedom from oppression and oppressiveness, freedom from resentment, grudges, indignation or ignorance, from violation or violence, freedom from embarrassment, negativity, envy, sarcasm, and selfishness. So forgiveness gives you freedom from all of those negative emotions. But, you know, something else that he said I think is the critical thing when we talk about parenting and the words we use to children. How many of us are still suffering from the pain of words said to us as children? Whether it was someone saying something such as, "You're ugly." Wow. Now that can last a lifetime. Something as cruel as, "You're stupid," I mean, there are people who are still carrying the pain of insults from childhood. And how many anorexic people are bulimic and not eating and starving themselves because somewhere while they were growing up, someone said, you're fat. Mm-hmm. And they're still trying to get rid of the pain of that insult, not even seeing the ribs sticking out in their rib cage because in their mind they're still hearing, you're fat, you're fat. I mean, you know, we've done so, we say cruel things to children, and we don't think of how we're hurting them and how what we're saying is actually, it's implanting a thought in their minds,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a seed that's growing. And you know what happens, just think of if you plant an oak tree, little seed. But then it grows into this great big oak,
yes.
and the roots go down real deep. You can't move it. Well, that's how deeply rooted hurtful words are when said to children. And unfortunately, many times parents say things because of their own pain. Someone said it to them, and so they end up really expressing to the child, I fear that you have my same defect, so I'm going to accuse you of it so that maybe you'll work hard to get rid of it because I couldn't get rid of it. Whatever it may be, you know, I see so much. Maybe women who have made mistakes in their choices of romantic partners, and maybe they have had a pregnancy by someone that didn't love them. And in their fear that their daughters may make some of the same kinds of unwise choices, when they see their daughters beginning to blossom into puberty and desire to be beautiful and attractive, they'll say negative things and call them bad names. And I have been horrified to hear mothers call their daughters some degrading names, trying to discourage them from projecting attractiveness and alluringness out of fear that they're going to attract someone that's going to hurt them, because mm-hmm. that's what happened to them. Someone hurt them. So calling your daughter fast or calling her, you know, any other kind of negative term for women that is hurtful and insulting, when it comes from your mother, do you know what that does to your soul? So
it affects, yes.
And I hear these things said, and I'm thinking, where is the energy? Where is that negative energy coming from? Well, it's inside the heart of the mother who has experienced pain and is fearing that her daughter may make some of the same errors in judgment and be disappointed and hurt. And so in her desire to protect her daughter from making those mistakes, she will say things that are actually crushing to the soul mm-hmm. of the daughter. So when we think in terms of what we're saying, again, love this acronym. Is it true, helpful, inspiring, necessary, and kind?
Mm-hmm.
Think. Because yes. calling your daughter the B word, that's not inspiring. Nor is it kind. Nor is it necessary. Now, if you want to say something to them and help them recognize the power of their femininity without opening themselves up to exploitation, then what you do is have a conversation with them and explaining this is a wonderful time in your life and attracting love in your life is one of the most beautiful experiences you can have. You are a beautiful woman, and it's wonderful to be attractive. I want you also to enjoy relationships that you attract and have wisdom and understand that you are mind, body, and spirit. And you want someone to appreciate the beauty of your spirit. And so as you enjoy the attraction that you will experience, also be wise and understand that people should treat you well in your life at all times. And if someone isn't treating you well, they're really not deserving of the kind of attention that you would give to someone whom you love and trust. And just be aware as you get compliments, whether people are sincere and they're honoring you, or if they have an ulterior motive. But I love you, and you're beautiful. Now, you can say something like that, rather than saying, yo, fast beat, you know, you need to get somewhere and get that short dress off. You need to say that to your 13-year-old who's discovering her femininity. That's just an example of some of the common things that we say and do. Trying to be helpful as parents, but creating emotional scars that don't heal in a lifetime because we didn't know better, because we're motivated by our fears of what happened to us. So many things said to a young son, you know, you're so ignorant, you're going to go out here and be just like your no-good daddy. Really? Is that something that is inspirational? I don't think so. Definitely not kind. Definitely not necessary.
Correct. You know, one of our viewers on Facebook, Carolyn Hunter, says, some people tend to bash, lash out, and release negativity out of their mouths before thinking, and then they say after, you know, I love you. Please tell me how.
You know, where's the love?
That's people, they have a misconception of what love is.
Yeah.
And as you would say, Naima, you know, words that are spoken when we are children from the people that we trust, that's from the people that we know to love us, and when that is what they call misfigured, it becomes distorted and dysfunctional.
Yeah.
So you gave birth to me, you know, you love me, you're supposed to love me, but then what happened?
Yeah.
What
if you
happened?
Love me,
how
why
can
you
your words tear me down?
Yes.
And you, if you say you love me, my your words, can, you know, they tear me down. They put me into a place of unrest, you know, and I mean, people, they do this. So as that child grows up, that child tends to, you know, form in the subconscious of their mind that maybe I am what they say I am.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to react like they say.
I believe we have lost our physical connection, but we'll be right back in just a moment with Dr. Debbie Green. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak. And as always, we appreciate your input. Thank you so much to our brother Mark Shaheed, the wordologist, for giving us that very powerful acronym, several powerful acronyms that will help us to think before we speak. And if we're saying something, is it truthful? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? And is it kind? So when you're saying something to your child, definitely consider these things especially if you are in a state of anger and maybe you're frustrated at something that your child has done. And if you are frustrated, then of course we want you to pause and think and consider. And definitely if you are speaking out of anger, you need to pause, because this is one of the times that we say the things that we can't take back. So if you are frustrated and angry at someone, you definitely don't need to speak your mind. I've heard people say things like, well, I just speak my mind. Well, sometimes what's in your mind is neither truthful, helpful, inspiring, necessary, or kind. It's just actually vengeful, because someone may have done something, again, that you in your mind think they meant to hurt you, and so you're responding based on what's in your mind and not what really exists. And you're lashing out, especially in the case of children. And how many of us have all of these thoughts in our minds of children having all of these devious intentions when they do something? Oh, they meant to disrespect me. They meant to disobey me. They meant to be defiant. And so we're responding to our adult brain thinking that this three-year-old had all of this devious plotting in their mind when they broke something, or they touched something we said don't touch, or they went somewhere that we said not to go, or whatever they did at 3 years old. They were 3 years old. Same thing if they were 13. With their child's mind, they did something that they did as a child, but they definitely did not have the wisdom of an adult. So if we are attacking our children in a way that is hurtful, we definitely need to pause. We need to stop and think. A child is a child, and there is never a reason to be harsh in our words to a child. This is one of the things that creates adults who hurt other adults. They are used to being able to be cruel without thinking. And unfortunately, the words we say cause a lifetime of pain. So we must learn to think. And that means being truthful, helpful, inspiring, necessary, and kind. This is what it takes to raise a child that is also kind. So we're going to go back to our phone lines right after we take a quick break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll come right to you and get your thoughts. We'll be right back, so stay with us.
Hallelujah, greetings in the spirit of Wayo and Yah Shalom. Wayo means we are one. Yah is Hebrew sacred name for God, and shalom means peace. I'm Evangel Mamadi Love Yah Nubian, and I'm inviting you to join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Wisdom with Mamadi. Call in number 515-605-9325. Wisdom, women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. And spiritually speaking, men who do the will of Yah are mothers too. As a Montessori educator, author, activist, international award-winning poet, and ordained minister, females, I want you to say farewell to all things, seen and unseen, that prevent your potential. You bring forth life and give birth to babies. A kid is an animal beast with four legs. A child is a human being person with two legs. Facts can change feelings, but feelings cannot change facts. A mother teaches love. Love is the arm that reaches out and holds people, places, and things together. That's what Wisdom with Mama D is about. Join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Call in 515-605-9325 to share your wisdom and love souls into shape. Remember, mother's farewell. If you don't, your child won't. And if he doesn't, society is abused. Females, you are global transformers with the power to change this world. Use it.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
If you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant. Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
And we are back. You are listening to the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And this is Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. As always, we appreciate you for being a part of this daily think tank. And this is what we see as our wonderful team of hosts bring you information that they share and that we get from our wonderful listening audience, all who share their insight. Well, today we are talking about the power of words, and most definitely your words are powerful because they bring the energy of your intention, and sometimes they can be misunderstood. And others are responding to what they think is your intention. But always, you must think before you speak and make sure that what you say is not something that's going to cause pain, especially if it's someone that you love.
It's so powerful. And the reason I read this book a couple times a year is because each, you know, I'm always going through something new. I'm always learning something new. And because of that, I will pick up something different in the book and have a different takeaway and have a learning experience. And Andrew's in the background, and he's saying, just like reading the Bible, right? So the Bible has all these stories, and the Bible, you know, you may not, whatever that story is, may not apply to you or resonate with you at that point in time. And then it may resonate with you later when you have a specific situation.
Right.
Okay?
And so, for our listening audience, I want to let them know, of course, we're joined by Jody Susan, our Tuesday host. And we're looking
at...
Hey,
Naima Latif, our executive producer. Hi, lovey.
Hey, hey, hey. And, of course, this is a New York Times bestseller, Crucial Conversations. It sounds like this is a book that needs to be absorbed so that people can understand the power of words and what you say and being conscious of the impact of what you say.
Yes.
So,
well, and let's talk about the power of words one more time when it comes to the word. What when you write out a word, it's what? It's spelling the word, right?
Yeah.
And so I've been told, and I agree with this, that words are spelling. So if you're cursing someone, you're putting it out in the universe on them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's because they have the energy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Words have energy.
Okay.
Yeah, now, I have a question. Naima, do we need to go to a commercial or just because?
Oh, well, I actually did play some commercials.
Okay.
But, you know, we can one quick.
No, I mean, it's whatever you choose to do. I didn't know because I didn't see it again.
Yes, I actually, for a moment, our listening audience didn't hear a few moments of the show. But we're going to take one quick break. and then be back. And, of course, if you're listening online and want to join the conversation, why don't you give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. I think we've got a caller that wants to make another comment. And then also, if you are joining us on Facebook Live, that is Soulful Solutions on Facebook, and you can see our beautiful host and our beautiful Tuesday host. And you can also and you can see my smiling face. And if you want to participate in that conversation, just feel free to write in your comments, and we will share them with our viewing and listening audience. We'll bring your comments up on screen. And again, you're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. This is Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green, and we'll be right back after this quick break.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Protection pillow.
That's all great. But let's talk about really what it does. It does a reset on the neural network of the brain, neuroplasticity in a box, and it's self-care. So you buy this, you use it at home. And we have different settings. So if you have trauma, you put it at 2 and 2. You think about that trauma. You bring up the emotion of that trauma. You relive the trauma, and it brings it back down to baseline. Now, you don't forget the trauma. You mm-hmm. just no longer react to the trauma. You're not, you are not being the tail. You're the dog. Leading the tail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the power. And for me, personally, I mean, most people, I mean, I don't make this like public knowledge. I mean, I do make it public knowledge, but it's not something I talk about a lot. But, I mean, I was abused since the day, I mean, that I can remember, physically abused and emotionally abused. And mostly by my oldest brother. And so, and I'm still releasing some stuff I thought I released that happened between him and I. And I did release a lot of it, meaning I forgave him for his stuff. I forgot to forgive me. And I'm still forgiving me. Like, I released a lot of it probably 2-3 weeks ago, before I moved to Georgia. But I still have a lot of forgiveness to go and to me that has to be released, because I'm angry at myself for my mouth, for my tongue, because it was my tongue that also caused him to be who he was being.
Oh.
So I have to take full responsibility for my own crap. So for people who are listening, here's the thing. I get that someone did you wrong. What's your part?
You know, it's interesting that she said that we were just talking about how the tongues of women, how we use our verbal skills to fight in ways that we may not be able to fight physically. And the dynamic between a brother and sister is so key to how that relationship manifests in our later relationships. The whole male-female dynamic, you know, you got the, especially if it's an older brother that might be kind of bullying. And so in your defense, you learn how to fight verbally. And that.
Yeah, and he beat the shit out of me.
So, of course, you learn how to, you know, beat it out of him with your tongue, because that's what you had to work with. And a lot of us, if we have siblings that bullied us, and you know, all of our relationships as children shape us, whether it's the relationship with our parents, the relationship with our siblings, all of the things said by these people in our household that are close to us shape how we feel about ourselves. And it, as you pointed out, creates those triggers that later in life emerge, and we don't know they're there. We don't even know where they came from. So I have my, I don't know if it's my internet or something else. I know where it all came from.
I mean, my father didn't have a great relationship with my brother. And my father also didn't have a role model for a father, because he didn't have a father that was there, that was present, right? And not because, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but basically he was sick. He had TB. He left the house. So my father taught himself everything. And you know, I don't think he, you know, just didn't have that knowledge base. So he does this, he transfers that knowledge, which wasn't so hot from a familial standpoint, to my brother Stephen, who has now passed. Stephen is, you know, does that for all the kids. He used to use our head as a bongo drum.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so when you think about the fact about what that does to the prefrontal cortex and what it's doing to, I mean, like, that's really, I mean, you'll go around the table and use our heads as a bongo drum.
Oh, no, that is awful.
So, but, and now I want to throw him all the grace cards, because as he came into manhood and became a doctor of chiropractic, he understood what wasn't supposed to happen. And so then he enrolled himself in Landmark and really redid all, you know, recreated who he was and how he approached people and his family. And then he brought all the family members into Landmark that would listen. Not all listened, but he did. So, you know, it's not just like if somebody makes a mistake, you just can't carry a grudge and like for them and anybody else that acts like that. Because that's where the tongue's coming out.
Yes.
Like you get around somebody who reminds you of the person who did you wrong, and then you get to that next person and you rip them a new one.
Yes.
Because you're so angry about it since the time you're flipping 4 years old.
Yes. And so many of these things are buried deep in our subconscious mind,
mm-hmm.
and somebody can say something and trigger that memory as you speak about, you know, the emotions that are connected with that experience, with that person, and you relive that, and you respond with the anger that you felt at that time. And how many of us have had those kind of arguments with somebody where we just lit into somebody and let them have it because of some little thing that they said? And they're wondering, where did that come from? And we might not even know where it came from, but it came from usually all the way back in childhood, that hurt that we're still carrying, and they pushed the button. And
it's a cellular memory now. And I want to bring up something else. That's a cellular memory that you have from this lifetime. And then I want to tell you that when you're born, you bring in the cellular memory from your grandma, your mom, your great-grandma, mm-hmm. and so on. And the only thing that I know that gets rid of cellular memory, besides what we do as a healer, Dr. Debbie, right,
mm-hmm.
Reiki and our energy work, is the bond. And so you can get rid of cellular memory using the bond, especially in conjunction with work that Dr. Debbie and I do in terms of transmuting these energies, these cellular memories that no longer serve you, right? And then you transmit them up to source and bring and replace it with God's divine white light.
Yeah.
And Dr. Debbie's an amazing healer. And I just want to do a shout out to you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. So we had a healing event on Saturday. It was just tremendous. And Dr. Debbie is... I need to give me a minute.
You come up with a word, right?
Well, yeah. Well, she
still got our word tolerance on the line too.
Connects the source in a way
liquid
to transform lives.
Mm.
And she takes it so to such a deep level. I was going to say she takes it seriously. Of course, she takes it seriously. But what I'm trying to say is that Dr. Debbie takes it to a level, of healing, that really, I mean, really, there's only other word I can come up with is to transform lives.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she and I did this together for people, and to me, I'm really grateful to you. We make such a great team. Because you pick up on the things that I don't and vice versa. Because of your experience, because of my experience. And we're here to really, I do believe that you and I are here to work together to help people heal
right.
in a way that they have not even contemplated before.
That's wonderful when you can discover your life purpose, because then the people who you are meant to work in concert with will be drawn to you, and what we're manifesting is, of course, our life's purpose as healers, bringing healing to the planet, bringing healing to people's souls, because that's where everything starts. It's in the soul. That's why this is Soulful Solutions. But truly, if we are able to heal the life force energy, the soul, the spirit, the emotional energy that a person is carrying and is creating cellular memories of pain because the energy of their thoughts and feelings are affecting the cells in their bodies, which is why you need cell care. But all of this is a part of what our mission is. People have been walking around with pain just generation after generation after generation and just passing it on, passing it on to their children with the mean things they've said, passing it on to siblings, just passing it on rather than realizing it has to be, as you say, transmuted. It has to be removed and turned into love. And,
did I tell you guys this story before, Naima, about the lobster?
Yeah, the lobster.
What happened to me as a kid, That was crazy.
Oh, when you saw a lobster being boiled,
Boiled to death. So I'll just tell everybody, and I'll make it brief, but I was 4 years old. My dad brings home live lobsters because we're going to have dinner. And my mom didn't know how to cook it, and so she put it into a cold, big pot of water, and so it was screaming and get the claws are coming out, and so I'm an energy healer at four, right? We just don't know that I am.
Mm.
I still am an empath.
So empathically,
right?
You were feeling that lobster's agony.
The whole family got it. So we all had a resonance of pain that we carried around us every single day. Now, my family members don't know this. I cleared them all of that cellular memory. I mean, I can do it from wherever I am in the world. So when I realized I had it, I cleared them too. Because, of course, they're carrying that around. If you're in the house, they go, well, if I'm in a different room. Doesn't matter. You're in the house. You got the energy. Energy flows. Never goes away. Goes from place to place.
You know, I know we're coming up on a break. We got a couple of callers on the line. Well, one that spoke before, but we're going to get... But when we come back, I want to talk about perhaps... Dr. Debbie, something that Jody just brought up about the energy that you absorb when you're in a place where something awful has happened, and how can we help people, even from a distance, that
have two solutions for that.
So we'll talk about that. We'll take this call.
Yeah,
we'll take
a
break.
Two solutions, and I also, when we come back from commercial, Dr. Debbie, if it's okay with you, I'd like to talk about healing classes.
Well, I'm going to take area code 864 and then 312, or if we don't get the 312 before the break, we're going to take 312 after the break. So area code 864, Grand Rising, thank you for joining us. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comments.
Well, Grand Rising, beloved, how's everybody doing? I will, everybody's doing great.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
This is Equanee from calling from South Carolina.
All right, Equanee from South Carolina. All right.
South Carolina.
Yeah. We're almost neighbors. Yeah. Well, as you were just speaking about energy, and I, as a black man in, the black African community, I find myself engaging in a lot of topics that I've engaged on this show, having to do with healing myself and people in my surrounding that look like me. And I'm at a place where, I'm not really convinced that we as a collective that we have solutions as it relates to us. And the reason I'm speaking is because I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with this rapper that just got killed. His name is Young Dolph, and it's the same old story. Right. It's the same old story that we're hearing played out. And as we're talking about energy, I'm talking about me as a black man. And a lot of times what we are told, the things that we are taught to put our energy in, a lot of times what I found, they don't really serve us. And, you listen to today's music, whether it be Drake, right? Of course, he kind of finagles himself in to be like the household name. But he is the one that promotes some of the sex, the gang violence, this same rhetoric that we find ourselves lodged in, that I find my people listening to as it relates again to energy, as it relates again to healing, this ongoing perpetual constant cycle that we're finding ourselves in, where now you're having children that were videotaping their favorite rapper, their superhero, quote unquote, so to speak, being taken away, his Lamborghini being taken away, seeing his body, and like I said, wondering what does that now leave, what impression does that leave on our people, and what type of cycles, what type of things will we have in place to now rid ourselves, because if we don't do it, I wonder what cycles will now be created from those vicious cycles if they aren't healed.
That's a very significant thing. Can we take a quick break and then come back? And thank you so much. And give me your name again.
Ikwani. Ikwani.
Ikwani, yeah, South Carolina.
Sir, just give us a moment. We're going to a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Yes, absolutely. Because what he has expressed is quite critical in terms of understanding how we have to be proactive to deal with the energy that's being created by the words of a lot of our music. So we'll be right back after this quick break, and we want you all to stick and stay. Don't stray away. Be back in a moment.
Stick and stay. Don't stray away.
So stay with us.
This is awesome.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Okay, welcome back. We're at the top of the hour. You're here with Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green with two of my wonderful co-hosts today, Joy Susan with Susan Essentials, and our wonderful executive producer, Naima Latif, and we were talking to one of our guests. And this is what I had to say before we go forward. You know, right now we are in such a what they call trivial time. And a trivial time is where the focus of life itself has got what they call misfocused. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So we put all of our energy into what is like money, power, and respect, and all these things, which is on the external. It's the external parts of our lives. So a lot of times that we don't really focus on the main factor is like, what is my relationship with myself? What is my relationship with my divine one, source, God, whoever you, the higher power? You know, what is my relationship? Even what am I giving back to the world? And a lot of times you have these people, okay, that have these what they call distorted thoughts, sir. Okay, so they become jealous, they become envious, and they become totally defective. And when that happens, is that their words don't match what those person's words, those ideas don't match with their ideas. And now we have what they call a collision. The collision is not just in the natural, but it's also in the spiritual. You see what I'm saying? So you have collisions. And when those collisions happen, then you have what they call point of death. Mm. Point of death just doesn't start just with a physical death. It starts with words, yeah, of death. It starts with emotions of death. It starts with mental things of death. And all of these things start to worldwide, you know, creating this terrible place in society, and people get caught up in it. How can we change that? We have to understand this thing called wisdom. Mm-hmm. Wisdom is something that one should ask for from their higher power, but most of all, it's a learning process. It's a learning process. So, you know, we can't come into this world thinking that we know all, because we don't. Okay, some of us, you know, we get the good breaks, like, you know, we'll get an opportunity like this young man, you know, young dog, but that's what, he was once a child, okay? He grew up to be a man, and you know, he's doing what he thinks he needs to do, but how often do we hear this same story? We see this every single day. This is a repeat cycle. I think it's genocidal. That's just my opinion. I think that, you know, the continuousness of the self-destruction, because that's what they do. Well, whoever pulled that trigger, guess what? They killed themselves, too, just by the way. Okay? It wasn't just a one-on-one thing. They killed themselves. In some type of way, they told death, come to me. And it will happen, because that thing called, you know, laws of attraction, laws of affinity, is what a soul, whatever you sow, you're going to reap, and whatever you reap, you're going to sow. So when you take a life, expect some type of life to be taken from you, whether it's mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, however you take, whatever you take in from something, taking from someone, especially, there is a repercussion to that. And until we come to a oneness, to know that money doesn't rule us, fame doesn't rule us, and only love, the love of God, is supposed to be there and supposed to be magnified, these things are going to continue to happen, because the adversary, which is the negative parts of the world, okay, the negative energies, get into play when we start to collide and the love is not there to protect us.
Absolutely.
That's just what I have to say about that.
Yes. And I do thank our caller for pointing out the issue of the negative cycle that we keep seeing, because words have energy. And when you've been giving, when you are giving a gift, you can use it for the higher vibration, which is love and light and peace and joy, or you can use it for the lower vibration, which is hurt and pain and destruction. And so, as our dear sister Dr. Debbie says, you're going to reap what you sow. So if you put out words using this God-given gift, if you put out negative energy with those negative words, you draw that energy back to you, and that's what we see manifest. Now, what our responsibility is for those of us who have attained some level of insight is to teach, to help people understand that you can easily be exploited by those who know the power of your words and are allowing you to use your gift against yourself by putting forth negative energy that then comes back to you and others around you in the form of the violence that we're seeing. But this same gift can be used to bring love. It can be used to bring healing. So as I spoke in the beginning of the show about birth pains and what we're seeing, and if you've ever had a child, well, brother, I know you have not, but you might know someone who had a child. It's very painful before that child comes out of the mother's body. There is the contractions as that child is pushing forth. It's very painful.
Which is why I didn't do that.
But once the child is born,
12-year-old and opted out like a text message.
Like, nah. But the wonderful thing is, after the child is born, it's something beautiful. It's new life. And this is what we're actually going through right now. We're going through the birth pains of a new world. We're going through the birth pains of seeing the beauty of love emerge and what it feels like. I mean,
you're being birthed, I'm doing it anyway. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, you're doing it anyway. We're all
she's trying to make a point.
We're giving birth to a new world.
I know you. That's amazing.
And
it brings me to tears.
And so we have to see that this is what's happening. What's coming to the surface right now are all the things that need to be transformed, the negative energy that needs to be transformed, the hatred that needs to be transformed. We're seeing it. And as a result, just like Jody had the experience with the lobster, you never want to experience someone suffering again. So you go through the pain of that so that you never recreate it again. So we're going through the pain of all of these things. We on planet Earth have finally learned we don't want to keep being in pain. So we're going to change. We're going to create something new. We're going to transform those who have the gifts of words and inspiration through sound into the beautiful sounds of love rather than the sounds that bring pain and suffering and violence and death, because we don't want to feel that anymore. And so every pain that we're experiencing with the loss of life, it's meant to bring us closer to that new birth. That's the reason for it. And those souls who are showing us what we don't want, that's the service that they've given to humanity, is to help us get closer to that new birth by reminding us of what we don't want to ever experience again. And that's our incentive. That's our inspiration to transform the world from the way it is to the way it should be.
You've got to do your part, my brother. If you're still out there, just do your part. Start, you know, and we can't save them all. But
yeah,
whoever we can't save,
right, Dr. Debbie?
Yes. We can't save them all, but, you know, just do your part because somebody needs you.
Yes.
Somebody needs your voice to let you
use your light.
You could be like, you know, a light in the wilderness, you know what I'm saying? And just say, hey, you know, start off with the younger generation. You know what I'm saying? You know, between the ages of 12 and 18 is powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful. You can shape a mind. You can save generations. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always tell people, one person can save a generation.
Yeah.
Never think that you don't have that type of power, but, you know, allow yourself to heal so you can take it on, because that's a task. when you want to go there, you know, because there's a lot of negative energy, negative people that don't want no one to be free. They don't want people to be healed. They want people to stay in pain. They want you to continue the same processes, and they want to see the dysfunction. So,
I think that's for
your listener before you reply. You just said there are a lot of people that want to interfere with that goodness, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring clarity. I want to use a different word. I want to say souls, because some of those people are living, and some of them have passed on, and they're coming back as entities, and they're interfering with your progress.
Yeah.
And so you need, and that's what Dr. Debbie and I do. We help clear that. And so be mindful that there, as you rise up in your own evolution, in your own consciousness, there will be energetic attacks. And so you need to find someone who can help you, teach you how to protect your energy, how to clear energy, how to keep yourself protected as you rise up, because you need to take care of you.
Absolutely. Go ahead, sir, and say what you have to say.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, going a step further, looking at that young guy that lost his life, he, another guy by the name of King Von, and this other guy by the name of Mo3, and as the young lady was speaking about energy, all of those just happened to be, I just found out today, they were all on the same record label. The name of the record label was Empire. And what you hear, what we hear, I've heard it, personal stories from people that have gone into that vicious entertainment industry. So I think it's very important for us to know what we are dealing with, knowing the level and the extent of this beast, which it looks to employ people that have a compassionate story to tell. People that can put emotion into their story, into their lyrics. A lot of times these are people that come from nothing. And what we find is it's still the same slave tactics that are being employed today. You understand? And I think that PBS has a special. It's called Slavery by Another Name. And in this documentary, it basically tells you how the industrial prison complex has become the new slave plantation. You understand? And just as we see, I've seen in my cases where black people are shot down, their lives are lost for no reason. A lot of times they're thrown in jail for the same thing, no reason at all. And they're left to be, and I've had people, brothers and sisters, that have gone there to be workers, working for 15 cents, 50 cents. You understand? But this is the constant message that is being promoted every day by Drake, by Future. It's on our airwaves. As a matter of fact, whenever BET has their awards, okay, a lot of these people, Young Dolph, Yo Gotti, these people that are now famed by talking about selling drugs, by talking about, these are the same people that receive awards. You understand? So I think our politics as black folk, this is where I'm coming from. This is the angle I'm speaking of in order to provide a higher level of humanity. I got to look at fixing myself. So I appreciate the conversation that has been had, but I encourage all of us to kind of look into this thing a little bit deeper, as we can really substantially help ourselves get out of this thing. So I greatly appreciate the time, and I greatly appreciate the comments and the advice.
Much.
Thank you. Yes,
this is my 32nd one. It's money driven, sir.
Yes,
it's an underhanded money driven thing. And when it's money driven, it's like people do anything for money. They're killed for money. You know, they said money is the root of all evil. It's not the paper. It is the idea that goes in to get it. That is when it takes life and it destroys life. That's what it is. But thank you so much for being on and continue to support us as we will keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Is there another call?
Yeah, we got a couple of callers here.
I'm posting solutions for protecting your energy in the post.
Okay. Great.
And then also relative to the slavery, there's a YouTube video from Gaia Daily that talks about how we have the same energy right now when slavery was originally created.
Yes.
So we're wiping that slate away, getting rid of it. So if anybody wants to look at those videos, they're in the thread. That's why I got my phone out and putting them in.
Gotcha.
That's what
I got it.
You got to change the energy. You're absolutely right. Well, let me go to 706 first, and then I'm going to get to 312. I believe we've got Minister Plump on the line, who's celebrating a 76th birthday, I believe, coming up. So we'll talk to you before the end of the show. Let me go to area code 706-202. Grand Rising, introduce yourself to our listening audience and give us your...
Grand Rising, this is Brother Kwame from the stolen lands of the Muscogee Creek here in Georgia. And it's very interesting. Yes, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting that we're talking and in these times and the things in which you all are sharing, you know. And I appreciate the brother when he was speaking about the institution of slavery. But the part that you were speaking on when I first chimed in was about women birthing and the contractions. And those are contracts that when we were conceived, there was a contract made of that soul in being able to grow inside of the womb of that mother and began the part of developing a body to come onto this earth to begin to do its purpose. Because it has a space where there's a place of possibility, protection, and potential. And then it is given the contractions from the body to push it forward. And it goes, we always talk about when people have near-death experience, we say we see the light at the end of the tunnel. We see the light at the end, at the beginning of our life when we come through that darkness from the womb.
Right.
Looking out and seeing that which we're getting ready to come into. And so we're crowned if we're birthed and not Caesarean. We're crowned when our head makes its way out into this world. And what we're seeing is that all of these purposes are being attacked because I heard the word evolution. And the word evolution, if you look at it in reflection, it says, know it, you love. We are love. We're trained. We're born free. We are put into a slave system. And we have to understand how to take our will back because a slave is only a person who surrenders to the will. And you were speaking about money. My own natural energy yields is because, as Proverbs 22:7 says, is that the borrower is a slave to the lender. The borrower is a slave to the lender because we, once upon a time, developed this country to its capitalistic power that it is in right now that we live in. We were the source that helped to bring all of this into manifestation. How now do we look at our changing what it is in that tomorrow is the blood moon, and we once upon a time did rituals, and we did ceremony, and we talk about being spiritual, but in the word spiritual is the word ritual. They used the rituals. We have to begin to use the ritual because they did the ritual of killing El Haj Malik Shabazz in their system, and now they just announced today that they've exonerated the two men that they said were the ones who killed him. So they're doing their rituals. Aubrey's trial is going to be, you know, one of the things, and then the other trial that's going to be. These distractions is because they're attempting to use artificial intelligence to go against divine intelligence. We're in a great shift. We're in the fifth world. This planet and its solar system is in a part of the galaxy we haven't been in 26,000 years. There is a new energy of evolution for the human being moving from a Homo sapiens to a Homo spiritus. We have to begin to understand ourselves because we are the ones we've been waiting for.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you, Brother Kwame.
Words. Oh, look at those words.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. We got one more caller we can get in before we go, I believe, Minister Plump at 312-671.
much. And happy Earth Day to you. We know you've got a day coming up to celebrate your latest year of wisdom. What's your thoughts? You got about a minute before we wrap up. Go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. We on Yah Shalom, Ahura. We don't die. We multiply like power forever. Assalamu alaikum. Shalom. Good morning, beloved. How you doing?
We're excellent, excellent. So grateful that you're still on this side of the earth.
Yeah. Well, I am too. It is indeed, you know, as they say, my Earth Day birthday, and it's Weo and Yah with me, and that is one with Jesus Christ. It looks like you and me. Now, Mayor Washington said we must prompt the whole community. So today is the turning point. November the 18th, my birthday, from 1 o'clock to 7 p.m. at room 40. And room 43 is 1039, 1041 East 43rd Street. And the theme for today is the blessed, black, and beautiful year. Yeah. For all of those that show up, too. Or go for more information, go to the peoplesmarch.com and the Harold Washington Foundation.net for more information, or call me for tickets. It's $23, 312-671-2773. And I thank you so much for listening to me.
Thank you so much. And our host and our co-host, they say they'll be with you in spirit. You know, they're all the way down in Georgia, so they can't quite fly in time to be with you. But we do appreciate the fact that you are a staunch supporter of the Female Solution and sharing your wisdom. We appreciate you. Hope to be able to stop in there before I head out to the I'm going to cover the Windy City Bulls game this evening. We'll be live on the
Awesome.
All right. Well, we thank you so much, Brother Plump. We appreciate all that you do. And we are about out of time. And so we want to say thank you to everyone. And
thank you so much, our Facebook watchers. Thank you so much for supporting us, the Female Solutions. And I'm Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions. Naima.
Yeah.
And we got Jody.
All right.
We've come to the end of our show today. You can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/every
Thursday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. So that's where we begin, and we are on here for at least 2 hours. So we always want to have a topic that is something that people need to hear.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? We got to help each other.
Yes,
okay?
It's not convenient, and when it's not easy.
Yes,
exactly. You know, it's just so important for us to share, because I believe what he said, we're on a paradigm shift, and a lot of these things are shifting constantly. And, you know, there's the negative and there's the positive, but guess what? We need both of those. A homostasis.
Yes.
So sometimes the negative stuff is happening. Don't get it twisted. And just keep on moving, because it's only temporary.
All right.
And just letting you know that this is changing.
Yes.
It's changing.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much.
And our Monday host.
You're having me, Dr. Debbie. Nice. Yes. Great tears. Beautiful, beautiful face.
Oh, likewise. I'm just a reflection of both of you. And our Monday host, Zelda, wants to remind everybody to look for the Sistars Shopping Network. We are going to enjoy sharing the wonderful products of all of our hosts, as well as many of you have, on this wonderful shopping network. Look out for it. Launching this coming Monday.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
we're looking forward
I'll keep that in mind.
That information.
Sure.
I think she had a info on there. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
go to thesisterofshoppingnetwork.com and details at ZeldaSpeaks.org.
And the mercy of God and God's blessings.
WordPress.com. There it is.
Yeah, I'm there. I didn't see it.
Ah, well, let's...